If you served in the Vietnam, Gulf War, or post-9/11 eras, you may be eligible for expanded VA benefits. A new law known as the PACT Act provides disability compensation, health care, free toxic exposure screenings, and more to veterans who are exposed to toxins during their military service. You can submit a claim for your PACT Act-related benefits now. Claims received by August 9, 2023 may be paid back to August 10, 2022. Visit va.gov/PACT to learn more and file your claim.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. And hey, John, before we go to you, we were talking about Hunter Biden. I just watched a clip of Joe Biden from when he was senator, and he was talking about crack cocaine. He was saying anybody that uses crack cocaine, anybody that uses it, should do at least 5 years in prison.
The crime bill.
Yeah, that was the crime bill, at least 5 years in prison. But now, most people, you know, if they do crack cocaine, they do it in one of those pipes or that. But Hunter did it in an unusual way, didn't he?
Yeah, they released more pictures from the laptop, and he was actually with his 14-year-old niece, both naked in bed, and using it off her rear end, if you will.
Yeah.
It's so unbelievably repulsive. And the thing is, they don't even answer to any of this because nobody's asking questions, you know, in the mainstream media. But well, all that information's out there.
The mainstream media's job is to keep this quiet until they get the word from George Soros and those to throw old Joe under the bus. Until then, they're going to defend him until they get the word. Then they will betray him because that's what the mainstream media, that's what they do, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Big John McTernan, what do you have for us?
Well, Pastor Ernie, hot off the presses here, and I'm going to read the headline and then ask you a question, all right?
All right.
Okay. California implementing new K-12 mathematics framework based on social justice. Now, how do you integrate social justice with 2 and 2 is 4?
Well, mathematics is an exact science, isn't it?
Right.
And so, well, I guess...
Come on, you're stumbling. Come on.
I'm trying to think of how to say it properly. It's a... How about if you do the crime, you do the time. A crime and time adds up to time and crime?
It's pretty close.
What do you think? Would Kamala give you an answer like that?
Yeah.
She'd still be rambling.
Now, listen to this. The 1,000-page guidance, 1,000-page on this here math and social justice, seeks to put meaning-making at the center of math classrooms, promoting a focus on problem-solving and applying math knowledge to real-world situations, according to the report in Education Week. Oh, the framework also encourages teachers to make math culturally relevant for all students, especially non-white students. So there you go, Pastor Ernie. 2 and 2... maybe not doesn't equal 4 anymore in their thinking. And also, I don't think the law is passed, but it looks like it's going to be passed in California, where judges have to consider race when they make decisions on sending people to jail, you know, particularly if you're black. So black, you know, criminals, are they going to put a quota on? I don't understand this. They're trying to say, I'm tongue-tied here. Let me say, I think this is an insult to black people. The vast majority of black people are law-abiding. There's a criminal element. There's a criminal element with white people. So they're going to say that black criminals they're acting out as criminals because of prejudice and this and that and slavery in the 1850s. You know, What does that say for the black people that are not criminals?
Well, let me ask you this. In California...
Can I make myself clear on that, Pastor Ernie?
Yeah. Well, I guess we have to see what the definition of a criminal is, okay? Because, look, if you're pro-life, according to the FBI, you're a criminal, right? If you don't want your children to have pornography in their textbooks, and so if you're a parent that cares about their children, you're a criminal. So we have to look at what the definition of a criminal is, according to who, right? So the question is, if you have 100 fools in the California legislature and you have 40 fools in the California Senate, how many fools do you have altogether?
Well, that's difficult because you got to bring social justice into that. So I don't know.
Well, if you use Common Core, now I remember one of the math questions on the Common Core test given was how much is 6 times 7? In all of these years, I always thought it was 42, but I was wrong. It's
what you want it to be.
It's 42 zeros.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's 42 zeros. That's what it is.
Well,
so that was...
Pastor Ernie, the vast majority of black crime is against black people. The vast majority of it.
Yeah, I know that.
So what an insult to the black people that criminals that commit crimes against them are going to be treated easier because they're black. I mean, this is the world upside down.
This is exactly what... It's lunacy. It's absolute lunacy. But you know, John, do you know what the whole thing behind what they're pushing, all of this insanity, what they're trying to do is to take and demoralize. They want to... The whole point is to demoralize. That's where they're working hard at, to destroy.
You're 100% correct, Pastor Ernie.
They're doing a good job at it.
There's a goal to this. There's an agenda, and the agenda's playing out. No one is this stupid. Well, most people aren't that stupid, but there is an agenda they're following.
Absolutely, and that's the point. And it's working with people that are lukewarm, people that are really not saved. Those that turn a blind eye and a deaf ear, they're easily demoralized, very easily demoralized. But those that are really saved are not so easily demoralized, are they?
Oh no, we're strengthened and renewed by the Holy Spirit, Pastor Ernie.
So then people that are easily demoralized and they feel, but they have a profession, they think they're saved. You know, they think they're saved, but they're very easily demoralized. They have the attitude, well, I'm saved, but faith without works is what?
Dead, being alone.
So if it's dead, are they really saved?
That's always that. A lot of it's in the gray area, Pastor. A lot of it, you know.
Well, I don't think it's too great. The Bible says, listen, be you a doer of the word, not a hearer only, James 1:22, deceiving your own self. So if you're a hearer only and you're deceiving yourself, the reason you're deceiving yourself is because you're not saved, are you?
All right.
There you go. See how smart I am?
Yeah.
I found that stuff right in the King James Bible. I tell you what, you want to open the phone lines and take some calls tonight? We didn't take any last night. But before we do that, you have an article.
Yeah, it's a good news article. So the Montana State Library withdraws from the American Library Association. And on Tuesday, a 7-member commission voted to immediately withdraw from the Montana State Library membership in the ALA, that's the American Library Association. The commission cited ALA President Emily Drabinsky's public affirmation of her Marxist beliefs as one of the concerns they had. And they noted that our oath of office and resulting duty to the Constitution forbids association with an organization that is led by Marxists. It's finally someone is actually standing up to the libraries around nationally and taking a stand. So this
I believe
is really nice.
We have that in the Ohio Constitution. But you know what else is in the Ohio Constitution? It says that an imbecile shall not vote. An imbecile, right there in the Ohio Constitution.
Is that true?
Yeah. So what does that mean?
There goes half the voter rolls.
Yeah, we kind of know where that half is, too, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Did you know that, John?
No, I didn't, Pastor Ernie.
I think we should take that to court in a case, okay? Yeah.
It'd be pretty easy to prove.
Yeah. Of course, you know how they are with the word games, though. To them.
Well, they should apply it to every elected position, politician.
Yeah.
They should be tested. And if they're imbeciles, they can't be seated.
Yeah. Boy, shouldn't that work to Congress, too? I mean.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's open the phone lines. You have another article there. Go ahead with your other. Don't you have another article?
Yeah, okay, now this is more bad news in a way, but Illinois, so it's to be expected. Illinois has passed a law requiring landlords to open their doors to illegal immigrants. Now this is, I think it was the mayor of New York was actually throwing out a trial balloon that maybe it's time to start sticking illegal immigrants into people's houses or apartments if you have an extra bedroom.
And the people in New York didn't really want to do that, did they?
No, not yet. But the other thing they did in Illinois is that they're issuing them driver licenses. So that's going to pave the way for massive vote fraud.
And not only that, but in Chicago, they want to let, and Washington, D.C., they want to let non-citizens, illegal, become cops, police officers.
Oh, wow.
Okay, and so, anyhow, I mean, this is pure insanity. And, boy, we have to, the Democrats are completely and totally corrupt. They are completely corrupted. There's nothing within the Democratic Communist Party that is not corrupted. They're going to do every foul thing they can in the next election, every kind of voter fraud that you can imagine, election fraud you can imagine they will do. And they'll be assisted by all of the mainstream media.
And Zuckerberg and Soros.
Yeah. And so now this is why we're trying to tell people here, this is why it's so important, so very important in Ohio, that on August 8th, you vote yes on issue one. On August 8th, you vote yes on issue one. In fact, it's important if you can vote early to go to your Board of Elections and vote early. But it's extremely. Now, let me tell you why. When you go down the road and you see a sign in the yards of these people that say, no, vote no on issue one, these people, the very one, the dark, dirty money, the dark, dirty money coming in to Ohio from Soros, from California, these are the people that are behind all of this human trafficking. This human smuggling children, this children's sex trade, these are the same people. So when these people have a sign out in their yard that says vote no on issue one, let them know, yeah, well, thanks for being a part of the human trade, the human trafficking, the child, the pedophilia, because that's what you're doing. You're assisting. They're also assisting in killing babies. Now, also,
stripping parental rights.
Stripping all parental rights from people. This is why you folks out there listening to me tonight in Ohio, you must, listen, you must, it's imperative that you spread the word. You tell everybody you know to vote yes on issue one and tell them this, that we have to win this one because this, what they call the pro-abortion ballot initiative, is right from the pit of hell. It is right from the pit of hell, and it's being promoted by demons.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to open the phone lines at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. My two co-hosts here tonight, if you have, like, really hard questions, they're ready for you. Just call in here and give us those hard questions. Ready? So 888-677-9673. Are you ready, Big John?
I'm ready, Pastor Ernie.
All right, there you go. He's ready.
Yeah, with issue number one, all it does is just raises from 51% to 60% the requirement to alter the Constitution.
I know that, but you see,
I know, but
in every state where they've been able to pass it, they haven't been able to get more than 56% of the vote.
Correct, it's important that this gets done this way. One of the reasons our Constitution, federal, has endured for so long is that it requires more than a simple majority, because when you just have a 51 vote, the changes of wind, whatever the passing fancy is, will be passed into law. But if it requires a supermajority, it has to have sound value to change.
They've already amended our Constitution 137 times, okay? We don't need to keep amending that Constitution.
No.
This will simply say, in order to amend the Constitution,
a supermajority, which is, that's the way you maintain a Constitution's longevity.
Absolutely. Now, folks, again, we're still going to have a major battle in November. Either way, we're going to have, but this way, it may help a lot. They may not be able to get it on the ballot, but the dark money, the dirty money, very dirty money, will continue to be coming into the state from Soros.
And it's not even just around the country. It's actually coming in from around the world at this point.
There's five other states lined up behind Ohio. If we can stop it here, they'll watch what we're doing, and they'll see. All right, 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Hey, Big John, Air Force officials probe $1 billion in land purchases surrounding Travis Air Base by mysterious investment group. Now, U.S. Air Force officials are investigating a series of major land purchases worth over $1 billion by Flannery and Associates, a mysterious investment group. The Flannery Associates purchased approximately 52,000 acres of land surrounding Travis Air Force Base in California. Here, investigators have failed to identify the backers behind the group after an 8-month investigation. So, John, you used to be a federal agent. If they can't identify it, if the Air Force really can't, that means it's being blocked by who?
I don't know who could be blocked. Well, it's got to be blocked by, I don't know, Pastor Ernie. I guess Biden, the Justice Department, someone's blocking it.
It's the deep state.
You got paper there. You got a paper trail there.
Absolutely.
You can't miss that paper trail. There's payments been made. Bank accounts are involved. You know, so this is nonsense. Come on. That's like, you know, you can't find an elephant in a barn. Come on. You know, that's nonsense.
Do you sometimes feel offended that they continue to insult your intelligence?
I guess I'm hardened towards it, Pastor Ernie, because it's happened so much for so long now. Yeah, it's a lie. It's an outright lie. So, but they just lie like breathing air. That's how normal it is to these people.
All right, the United Nations.
Pastor Ernie,
Pastor Ernie,
there's a bigger picture than this. There's reports of thousands of Chinese men coming across the southern border, and they're all like
Chinese nationals. These are all Chinese nationals.
Yeah. Yeah. And I haven't heard reports of Chinese females, just men.
No. They are coming in. In fact, they're coming in here, young, pretty Chinese females that are pregnant. They're coming here to have their babies. Okay.
Anchor babies?
Yeah. Now, here's the thing, John. The average girl 11 years old or older gets raped four times. Okay. An average of four times. But now, according to the stats, according to the lady, that one who does so much, who's up right on top, and I'm having a senior moment here. She investigated this, looked into it. Also, if you read the movie that just came out that Disney held up for 3 years, The Sound of Freedom.
James Caviezel.
Yeah. Now here, but these Chinese women are coming in totally unmolested. These Chinese women are being brought in. They're taken in a different way, and they're coming in totally unmolested by any of the cartels. And so what does that tell you?
Well, the cartels and the Chinese communists are working together. And that's very interesting, Pastor Ernie, because I have not seen that. That is very, very interesting. But what I'm driving at, or let's put the females aside. There are a lot of military age Chinese males coming in. All of a sudden, there's a lot of them coming in, and the Chinese are buying up land. It's not only around that base in California, but also the Strategic Air Command in North Dakota, where we have the B-52 bombers. They're doing the same thing up there, or maybe it's South Dakota. It's one of the Dakotas. And there was a huge stink about it, and I think they passed a law to block any more of that. And other states are looking to pass laws blocking it. But the thing is, if China wants to go to war with us over Taiwan, what a perfect way to surround our bases and have brought in, weapons of bring down airplanes and long-range missiles and stuff, or short-range missiles, and destroy our base without even attacking us.
Well, don't worry, because you've got Austin and Millie. They've got a brigade of drag queens, and Austin and Millie will lead these drag queens. Actually, John, we talked about this 3 years ago. We were telling people that the Chinese, we listened to Chinese generals talking to their people, telling them exactly how they were going to do it. And they said they were going to weaken America from the inside. They were going to weaken us, that we would not even fight. We would surrender. And that's exactly what Austin and Millie will suggest, that, look, we've run out of ammunition. All of our ammunition and that Biden has been sending over to the Ukraine. And that goes right to the black market. It goes right on the black market. We all know that, okay?
And Biden actually publicly stated that.
Yeah, okay. And so here now, Billy and Austin will say, we suggest that we just surrender and abide by their demands. That's what they're going to do. Unless we can get them out and get Trump in very quickly. And they know if Trump gets in, they're going to jail. And so let's take some calls. Who do we have first? Andre, you're in the air.
Yes. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
I just want to say this. I'm not really into the politics as much as you guys are, educated-wise anyhow. I just want to say, from a spiritual standpoint, what we are witnessing today is nothing new. And when you look back in time of how kingdoms back in those times were set up, other people from different regions come and take over, and there's new kings and different systems of the way of living. But we must understand, from a spiritual standpoint, we have to stand flat-footed and strong and pray for the world as a whole. And honestly, there's nothing truly we can do other than to pray and know that God will provide and he will protect us. It is a sad time, what we are witnessing right now. And I'm afraid at some point. But we got to understand that the enemy only has so much power. The kingdom is only going to get built up so much, I'm saying, this evil entity that's going around across the world, it's too much, honestly, for me to even fathom how all this is forming. But I have to trust what the word God, what the word of God is saying.
All right, let's do that, Andre. The word of God tells you there's one thing that God demands more than any other thing in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. The one thing that God demands the most, you know what that is?
Go ahead.
Obedience. It's obedience.
Yes.
Now,
yes, sir.
Now, here's what the Bible clearly states. God gives us three missions. Mission one, the Great Commission, Matthew 28, 18 through 20, first and foremost. Mission two is from Genesis to Revelation, and that is resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And then the third mission he gives us, you find in 2 Thessalonians, he tells us to stand fast, hold to the traditions of the apostles, and not give up ground. So he gives us those three. And so that's what we have to do. We have to resist and stand and push hard against tyranny unto blood, which means unto death. So
But can I ask you something?
Very quickly.
Yeah, okay, very quickly. So are you talking about physical fighting or spiritually fighting?
Both.
You said to the blood.
Both.
Okay. All right.
Well, he's talking about unto blood, to resist unto blood. Hebrews 12, that means unto death, physical.
Okay.
But here's what you do. Go to Hebrews read chapter 11, and you'll get a much better picture of how we're to behave ourselves. Hebrews chapter 11. But we have to, I have to move on because the whole board's lit. So thanks for calling. What state are you calling from? Indiana. Alrighty, very good. Let's go to Orlando. Hey, Nathan, you're in the air.
Yeah, Pastor, on that China buying up property here, that comes from Executive Order 12803. They can buy up highways, they can buy up courthouses, even government buildings. And everything we do is going back to the owner. So we need to get Trump in there and have him wipe that out. It was unconstitutional anyway.
Oh, absolutely. We've got to do that. We've got to get these people are destroying. Joe Obama Biden is destroying this nation rapidly.
What was that executive order?
12803.
Jeez.
It was George Daddy Bush that did that. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but he was ambassador to China back in his earlier days and to the United Nations. So, you know, what really hurts me is I served under Reagan, Bush, and I got out under Clinton in the U.S. Army. And that really hurts whenever I look at what Daddy Bush did. But anyway, that there is really what gave our soul to our enemies. But thank you for that.
Well, thank you. God bless. And thanks for calling. Who do we have next? We got Clifford. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, I just want to make, I do have a two-part question that I'll get to in a second, but the latest Sergeant Reports podcast is with a journalist from Canada, Liz Churchill, and it's worth listening to. She's got a lot to say about Canada. One of the things she's speculating on, she thinks most of these viruses came from the Ukraine, not Wuhan, and not from Ralph Barrick in North Carolina, but the whole thing was cooked up in the Ukraine. And you have to hear what she has to say about that. There's one thing that's notable, a lot of the YouTube and TikTok people, influencers that were promoting the vaccine, there's a whole list of them that have cancer now, so maybe they took the shot. The other thing is, from what I read recently, there's a lot of women in high-level corporate jobs in China, and the spies they use on themselves could be anybody. It could be, you know, from A to Z, and women or men, any level of society. So these women that are coming in may be spies.
I'm sure they're going to have dual purposes. I'm sure they're going to have dual purposes, yeah.
Yeah. My question is two parts quickly. One is when Cain killed Abel, the Lord said his blood cries out to me. Do you see that applying to the murders that are happening today, abortion, the shots?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Our sewers run red with the blood of the innocents, and as Abel's blood cried to God, boy, it's got to be deafening, the sound that all of the babies murdered out there today by Democrats. The sound has got to be, just, wow, what can you think?
Yeah. My other thing is someone said, it's actually Jen Harvey on this statement, said that she related the idea of scattering from the Tower of Babel to the Lord will scatter someone's personal life for reasons. I thought that was interesting. I never heard that one before. Like the Lord will scatter things on purpose in an individual's lives. I thought that was interesting. Any thoughts on that?
Well, it could have an application. We've seen that where people have, they don't call upon the name of the Lord. They often will think that they can, you've heard these people say, I have built this, I'm a self-made man, okay? No, nobody, there is no such thing as a self-made man, okay? But often what will happen is people, going all the way back with Nebuchadnezzar, where he stood out on his balcony, and he said, all of this have I created. And God was listening, and God showed him very quickly that, no, you didn't do that by yourself. And then it's the same thing with these people today. I've seen many of them who have proclaimed to be self-made people, and then God often will show them, no, you are not self-made, like he did with Ethabal. Remember Ethabal in over in Ezekiel chapter 28, where Ethabal, who was the prince, he said he was a god. Look what I've done. And God was listening and let him know, no, you're not a god. And that's what's happening. He caused to scatter everything he had. And I've seen that with these guys like that have these big businesses. For example, Disney, very quickly. Disney has lost one half of its wealth in the past year. Disneyland is known as Pedophilia Park. It's Pedophilia Park, okay? So, but there you go. Thanks. Who do we have next? Oh, you know what? We'll be back right after this.
And now, end is near. If you're not saved, then you're hurting. It's him that you should fear, and that's the truth, I know for certain. He gave me life that's eternal. He kept me from going astray. He's God, and this I know, he did it his way. Regrets, he's had none, not even one that I can mention. He saved you and I, he brought us through without exemption. He planned each charted course, a guiding light along the pathway. For sure, not more or less, he did it his way. Throughout ancient times, I know it's true.
There was never anything that he couldn't do. My faith in him never was any doubt. What he said, he carried out. All in all, as I recall, he did his will.
He lived.
He suffered and died. But he arose in power and glory. In him, I now abide. For history is just his story. His word is where life's at. And may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, no, not me. He did it his way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not his reward, then he has not. A broken heart, he can heal. And in his word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it his way. A broken heart, he can heal. And in his word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it his way.
All righty. He did it his way. He's doing it his way. And at the end of the day, folks, God will have his way. You can count on that. Okay. All righty. We have Steve. Steve, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor and company. How is everybody tonight?
We're okay. How are you, Steve?
I'm not doing bad. Beautiful weather, God's creation. I mean, we can't get any better than what he gave us. I think actually he gave us too much, because basically when we say, oh, we didn't do this or that was done wrong, it's like God didn't do anything wrong. It's there is creation and then there is man-made, and man had to make from creation. And I'm still trying to figure out, how do you live most of your whole life and wake up as a liberal? I mean, that's got to be a death sentence right there. I mean, what a, you know, your mind just for the whole day, it's like, I'm a liberal. What am I going to go do today? It's like, stay home and use a roll of duct tape and, you know, duct tape yourself.
They've even messed that word up. That word used to have a whole different meaning. You know, it used to be a liberal was someone that was generous with their own property, their own money, their own food and time, and today a liberal is someone who's generous with other people's money, with other people's
freedom.
You're
a man of knowledge. You are a man of knowledge.
Well, there's nothing they haven't messed up. But go ahead.
Real America's Voice, RAV. If anybody doesn't know what that is, I've been watching Steve Bannon for 2.5 years. If you have nothing to do, you need to watch MSNBC and Fox and all. Watch them all for a half hour. And, man, that's 30 minutes you'll never get back. I mean, you will feel so stupid. Steve Bannon brings everybody together. Naomi Wolf almost died. She had some kind of infection. Doctors took care of her, whatever. But I've watched Dr. Malone. I've watched everybody that this man brought together. But the one thing that I did do, it was 4 hours on TV on the 4th of July. Ben Berquam went through the Darien Gap. And the people that come through, they give all their money to the cartel, and these people just bring them all the way through, and they give them certain packs, because the girls, they know the women are going to be raped, and they give the men, it's just, I'll, Pastor, I'll give you this information. But
they bring, if you remember in there when he was telling you also how they have two different paths and ways they take. The Chinese nationalists, right, and their women, they go through a whole different route, and they miss all of that stuff. They're protected.
And the border agents down there cannot be who they are. And when these guys have to cut wire to let people through, and they just move down the thing, they used to have what was called an ant project, and the people just disappeared in the night, and that's when they started to load them on the buses to the airports, to the planes and all that. But Cleveland's already got 1,000 of them, as far as I know. We're all border towns and border cities. But all I'm saying is it's called Law and Border. It's Ben Berquam. He takes you through everything. He is right. They're the only people on the border talking. They're talking to the Venezuelans and everybody. Where you from? You know, Haiti, this, that, everywhere. And they're talking to him. And he has his, you know, his other translator with him. And Michael Young, this guy's been all over the world for 25 years. I mean.
Yeah, well, you can bet. You can bet that they're working with the Red Chinese. You know, Biden's people, his dark ops people, are working with the Red Chinese and their black ops people, too. You can bet on that.
But you're right on the money, Pastor. I hope everybody just listens to what you're saying. But it's Real America's Voice. It's on the Fire Stick, Roku, whatever. And if nobody knows what it is, just find out on YouTube and put in, you know, Roku, and you're going to have 20 or 30 free channels, you know. You can watch the old shows and everything.
We monitor those people all the time. Yeah, we monitor them all the time. So
you're the only one that does. But God bless you all for what you do. And I mean, your time now, Pastor, the 50 years. We need you more now than ever. And all I can say, what Rush used to say, "Mega Dagos, Mega Mega."
Well, say that. Say that. No, say that next week is next week's Pledge Week, and people need to hear you say that next week because. We really need the support of people to continue. We have an opportunity, if I could get a little more support, to get back on those stations we went off of. But if everybody would give, say, 10% more than they normally do, we could do it. But we got to do it. And there ain't no quit in this group. We're here to the end. We're here till the Lord comes back, so. Let's go to PA with Bruce. Bruce, you're in the air.
Yeah, it's funny because, Cliff, I was on your program a ways back, and I said that Ukraine is where this started. When you heard all the diabolical stuff they had said, done in the last 2 years, I mean, I think Ukraine's probably as bad, if not worse, than China and North Korea at this point.
We had 28. This is where Russia was. We had 28 biolabs, which were military-based biolabs in the Ukraine. The United States had 28 biolabs and the Russians were very concerned about that because they could come up with these different types of COVID-19 types of things that would affect different nationalities, where you could literally, they could perfect that. They could hit a certain nationality and take them out.
Yeah,
and
China is basically the largest owner of worldwide DNA.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they're doing with it.
Yeah, I know that. And
yeah,
but
the U.S. is all fueling this with Newland and everything. U.S. is what's fueling all this. I mean,
You're right.
You're always, you can blame China all day, but if you're opening the door for them to do everything, they're either going to go with the American people or just do it because our government's letting them. So people have to wake up to that fact. But here's the thing. I don't want to upset the apple cart here because I know you guys are all Trump supporters, okay, to change the subject a little bit. But here's the thing. I just heard that in 2012 and 2013, way past when he was supposed to have his conversion to Republican, right, I heard that he allowed a trans, and I think this is fact, he allowed a trans because he's so much in these competitions, which kind of tells me about his perversion to start with. But listen, I'm not a Trump guy. I'm done. I'm not going to vote for him. I'd rather vote by myself. I already voted for myself the last time. I don't like either one of them, right? Here's the thing. He allowed a trans to go ahead and be in the competition against women. I don't know if you know this. You can do your research on this. 12 and 13. Now, I'm sure John, I know Pastor Sanders, I respect you, but you're heavily behind Trump. I wonder if John is, because I think there's a lot of chinks in Trump's armor anymore. And Ukraine's one of them. What did he do about Ukraine for 4 years? We're all talking about how bad Ukraine is, how bad Biden is. Of course they are, right? But what did Trump do about Ukraine for 4 years? Really nothing.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever in your life seen a president that was under attack more than Trump? Trump was surrounded by a snake pit from the very day he got in there. Dark money was buying off. They bought off people like Bill Barr. All of these people were sent to betray Trump. And so he didn't know who he could trust, and the ones he thought he could trust were bought off on him. And so, you know, and so he was under attack like no president in my lifetime has ever been under attack. What do you think, John?
Absolutely, Pastor Ernie. It shows that he was doing something right because they're terrified. They're terrified of him coming back. They're going to try and do everything they can. And as far as Trump and the Ukraine, there was no talk of war with the Ukraine. It was very kind of peaceful. Joe Biden, he was inaugurated at the end of January, the middle of March. He said that the Ukraine is going to take the Crimea is going to be taken from Russia, and it's coming back to Ukraine. So they planned on war from day one. And hey, that's not our fight. We don't have a dog in that fight. We have no business. If the Europeans want to take on Russia and all, that's their business. Not us to get involved behind Ukraine to take on Russia.
Well, here's the other thing. Joe Biden's son, Nancy Pelosi's son, John Kerry's son, and others, all of them involved in that military complex, okay, industrial complex, all involved.
But I'm sure Trump would have given Ukraine the money, you would hope, right, like this guy's doing, right?
Don't you remember that Ukraine is the one that actually released the tapes for the quid pro quo? That was just another, you know, stabbing in the back from the Ukraine for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Let me just say this. Don't you think JFK and DeSantis would be a good ticket? JFK and DeSantis.
You mean Robert F. K. Jr.?
Well, that's what I meant. I'm sorry. The RFK Jr. and DeSantis, if they would be the ticket, and then DeSantis can come in later. But I think that'd be a great ticket. I'm not really. I just think Trump served his purpose for 4 years. But I just think at this point, it's not like you do own a lot of guests in this.
Okay, here, let me tell you this. Out of all the people you know, who has been the one that has been attacked, whose family has been attacked constantly, continuously? So who has the most, as far as the most reason for going after the deep state? And like Hillary said, if Trump gets back in, we're all going to hang. And so there's nobody out there.
He didn't do anything the first time. He said that they're my friends. I don't want to do anything to my friends. I think this is a psych-op. I really think it's a setup. This is just how I feel. It's my opinion.
He got us out of the World Health Organization. He renegotiated NAFTA. He renegotiated the treaties with China. Yeah. He brought manufacturing back.
He kept his promises, but we're out of time. So how much time do I have?
You have 5.5 minutes.
John, you've got 5 minutes. Can you tell us how we can avoid the lake of fire and how we can get to glory?
Well, Pastor, we actually kind of spoke about that a little earlier, and the problem with our bodies, it's a body that is of flesh and blood and subject to sin, and that cannot enter into the kingdom of God. It's very clear in the Bible. And when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he paid the penalty for our sin so that we can enter into heaven. The penalty has been paid for. Now, Christ also rose from the dead. That's part of the gospel 3 days later. And he rose from the dead with a glorified body that is no longer subject to death. And that's what happens to us when we believe. When we're believers in Jesus Christ, we have the promise that as Christ was raised from the dead, so will we. We will have a body of flesh and empowered by the Holy Spirit. It will be not flesh and blood. So the Bible tells us that we are to live with looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And his coming is called a rapture. We see that in two places in the Bible, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4
and 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And when he comes, our body is instantly, those that are alive are transformed from a body like we have now to one that's eternal and will never see death. It will never see the lake of fire. We will be in Christ's presence forever and ever and ever. So the way to have that assurance, the way to live with the blessed hope, the way to be raptured is to realize that Jesus on the cross, he had a purpose in dying, and that was to shed his blood to pay the penalty for sin. And that if we repent of our sin, repentance is very important. I've been living a wrong life. I've been living a life without God. I've been living a life in sin. I turn around from it. It's a military term, about face. And I now walk with Jesus Christ and his word. And he is the center of my life. Righteousness is the center of my life. Holiness is the center of my life. And the scripture says, if you do that, repent and confess Christ and believe he rose bodily from the dead, you will be saved. You will have eternal life. And we look into heaven in Revelation chapter 5, verse 9, and the multitude in heaven are telling us how they got there. And it says, thou wast slain, that means he died on the cross, and has redeemed us to God by thy blood, the precious shed blood that paid the price for our sin. Out of every tribe, out of every language, out of every people, and out of every nation, the people in heaven told us how they got there, through the death and shed blood of Jesus Christ, believing what he did on the cross. That's why they're in heaven. There is no other way, folks. If you do not do it God's way, you'll have to go in with your works, which will never, never accomplish eternal life because of sin. And you then will be separated from God, eventually in what's called the lake of fire. Those that confess Christ, they follow the narrow road, they repent, they confess Christ, they are true believers, they have their our dwelling then is in what the Bible calls the New Jerusalem. That's we're there for eternity with Jesus Christ. And it says that we will reign and rule with him. We're heirs, which we don't fully know what that means.
1 minute.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Pastor Ernie. So it can be done right now by recognizing that you're a sinner, confessing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That means you're confessing with your mouth that Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross to pay the penalty for your sin. He rose again from the dead, and you will have assurance of eternal life with him and never face the lake of fire. I think that covers it, Pastor Ernie.
It does, and we have absolute confidence in that. We put our absolute trust in that God's word is all power and authority. And because, well, the entire universe is crying out as a testimony to that. Well, we're out of time, so we say at this time, every night at this time, we go, good night. Say good night. God bless. Say God bless. And then we say always keep
fighting
the
fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery.
Long time no see.
No can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.